Open Windows, March the 27th. The Way of Life and Revelation. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Galatians 5, verse 25. That which is called Christianity is essentially a spiritual thing. It is not an earthly order or system, and every fragment of it has to be entered into by a spiritual way, by the way of life and revelation. There is all the difference between imitation and life. Oh, what a difference there is between seeing a thing in an objective way and coming into it in life. It is just there that the wonder, the glory, the vitality, the energy, the power of things is found. You have perhaps talked for years about things in the Word of God, as in the Word of God, and you believed them and gave them out as truth. And after doing that for years, suddenly you saw what they meant, and the whole thing came in another way. And your talking and preaching and believing before was quite true, quite right, correct as to doctrine. But what effect had it on you? Now that it has broken like this, oh, it's transfiguring, and has brought real joy and delight, life and ecstasy. This is what we mean by entering into things by life and by revelation. In other words, it is coming into things by the Spirit and seeing. If we become spiritual in this sense, if the Holy Spirit is the commanding reality in our life, and we are walking by the Spirit, we are bound inevitably to come into all God's thought. The Lord wants a people to come into his full thought. It is only possible as they cease to be governed by some outward order of things and learn what it is to move with God in the Holy Spirit.